Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. That is all unqualified praises due to Allah, and after that, all unqualified praises due to Allah. Please make the sunnahs in the back right here, my brother. Tasneem. Make the sunnahs in the back there. Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. Praise be to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mode. وبعث نبيين مباشرين ومنذرين. And commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And I bear openness, found testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment, that there is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. To him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. In his hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over all things. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدِينَ مُحَمَدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I be open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment, that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his slave servant and his messenger. We pray, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidin Muhammad. O Allah, send your prayers and your peace and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad, wa ala alihi and upon his family, wa sahbihi and upon his companions, ajma'in, wa ya ayyuhal muslimun, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, wa Jumu'ah Mubarak. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan arabiyyan la'alakum ta'qilun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Qur'an so that you can use your intelligence. Another ayah, that was the reading of the second ayah of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12. Another 39:28. Qur'anan arabiyyan ghayri dhi iwajil. Iwajil la'alahum yattaqoon. Sadaqallahu al-adhim. The first reading, indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran so that you can use your intelligence. And the second is an Arabic Quran without any deviance, that you might become conscious in the way that Allah intends for you to be conscious. Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, said, the superiority of the words of Allah over all other words is like the superiority of Allah over his creation. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the second in a new series on the Quran as a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the focus today and the whole of it is the Quran was revealed in Arabic. Much of, and indeed, all that we intend to say, no matter how long the series goes, it's about getting that fact clear and understanding the significance of it. When we understand the significance of it, we'll get the mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for us to have as Muslims. Because if we use anything other than what Allah has given us in the revelation, no matter how good it functions in the world to get things and stuff in the world, if it's not moving us closer to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered for us individually and collectively, it's just something that's good for all of its temporary purposes. We want to get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent when he sent the revelation. Here's an analogy that is very direct. You know, I understand that the postal workers are suffering more attacks and threats nowadays. That, you know, being robbed, mail carriers being robbed, right? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the messenger of Allah. He is the messenger of Allah. And what does he bring? What do he brings the Quran. And what do they say that the postman delivers? He delivers letters, right? Because, you know, you got a whole package, but it's called, I got a letter for you. But inside of a letter is a whole lot of words, right? Thinking about it in the context of Allah as the messenger of Allah. So Allah gave a message. We know it came through the angel Jibreel, the way that the process goes. But what was delivered was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to be delivered. So Allah sent his revelation to Muhammad. So let's make Muhammad the postman. Muhammad got the letter. And when he brought it to us, that is by way of in that role as a messenger, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, he brought us the letter. But you got to open the letter up in order to know what the sender sent. So Allah said he revealed the Quran in Arabic. So one of the first lessons that we should take, the Quran is not the Arabic. The Quran is not the Arabic. The Quran is not the Arabic. But don't be stupid. I just have to put it that way. So I don't need to learn the Arabic. You damn sure do. Excuse that English statement. Yeah. Do you have to open the envelope in order to find out what's in the envelope? Or are you just going to be sad? Oh, I got a letter from Uncle Joe, whatever. Yeah, I got left. What did he say? I ain't open it up. Well, the Quran is a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you want to know what he said? You got a letter from Allah and you're not doing what it takes to open the letter up to know what Allah said, or you're going to let somebody tell you, okay, this is what's in the envelope. No, I'm being facetious. My hope is in the best spirit, brothers and sisters. Your and my power awaits our opening that revelation and allowing it to come in like rain and touching our innate potential like a seed and opening up that potential that Allah gifted us with so that we can bring it to bear on his plan for the earth in creation. That is, when God says, "Inni ja'ilu fil ardi khalifa," I'm making on the earth a khalifa, the Quran, its revelation and its impact on your potential and your gift arising in consequence of that contact of the Quran with your potential, now you have a power that you can bring to bear in the world to help realize Allah's will on the earth. To delay that is to delay making your contribution to Allah's plan for humanity. So, I'm going to take a little time to be, let's go ahead and make this a reminder. Khutbah, when you hear the word khutbah, don't say sermon. Don't say even preaching. Enough. Now, I'm not going to say I won't go preaching sometime, but I'm outside the khutbah when I do that. It's like, okay, we're going from the khutbah to the preaching thing now, okay? Inshallah. Have mercy on me and forgive me, right? But khutbah, several things it means. But the formal way of understanding khutbah is a lecture. Very much like a seminar. Not like church. The aim is not at your emotions. The aim is at your intellect. And then your heart is educated by it. Much to be said about that, because I want you to understand this. The approach that I'm taking, because I'm about to speak to you about animal language, human language, and higher language. And I want you to understand it. I really want us to understand it in hopes that that will motivate you, because you need to know. When I say you, it's me. I'm out there with everybody. Are you on an animal level of language? Are you on a human level of language? Or are you on a higher level of language? The Quran comes to put us on a higher level of language. So let's go ahead and just understand what the nature of language is. So my intention right now is for us to be able to make the distinction between those three, animal language, human language, and higher language. So there are signs, here three words. Signs, we're used to hearing that word, signs. Now, stay with the S-I-G-N, sign. Now add signal. So you still have sign in that, but you just add the A-L, you got signal. All right? Then there's another one, designator. Designator, like the word design, but add an A-T-O-R. But you see, S-I-G-N is in all three words. Don't let what Shaitan has done to us in the world, especially Belalians, what the Shaitan has done to us, oh, it's going too far, it's got three syllables in it. It's like, come on. Trust your intellect that Allah has given you. In you is the knowledge of the nature of all things. If you believe Allah, you already know what I'm talking. All I'm doing is reminding you of what you already know. All right? Signs. Signs break up into two things, signals and designators. Signs, signals and designators. Okay. So both human beings and animals use signs. Signs are either the two that I just mentioned. They're either signals or designators. What's a signal? A noise or a gesture that an animal makes, for example. If an animal, he made a noise, but the ones who know that language, hey, you better look out, look to the right. You see that snake, that cat, that whatever it is over there? Say that, eh? Jumping up and down on the branch. Birds, same thing. Dogs, each one has their signals. The thing is that the signal relates to something immediate, an immediate threat, an immediate benefit. All of those things have to do with it. It's like, you know, I know where the food is. I know where the enemy is. They're just fake signals that are designed to do it. That's animal language. Animal language relates to immediate things. Now, move that aside, designator. Designator. Words are designators. They can speak about things that are not immediate. So this is one of the first distinguishing features between animal language and human language. And that is, signs are either directing our attention to something immediate, as I just explained, and designators, now here comes another word, abstractly pointing to objects. It's a big word in its meaning. Abstract. Animals can't talk about the past. Animals can't talk about the future. You know what I'm saying? Even if we were to credit them with any kind of ability to speak. But all of their signs and signals and noises and gestures, etc., they all relate to something immediate. So that's the boundary of animal language. Human language can speak to the past, can speak to the future, obviously can speak to the present. Human language can deal with unseen matters. Human language can capture time, yesterday, tomorrow, this afternoon, whatever. These are concepts that human language can grasp. So if you got the two distinctions. You have signs, and then you have signals and designators. Basically, animals are really restricted to signals, even though human beings have signals too. But the movement, the transition from animal to human language is the ability to speak to abstracts and about abstracts and point to things that are not immediate. Let's use smoke as an example. Smoke. When you see smoke, and we already have it in the language, where there's smoke, there's fire. What is that? The smoke. Yeah, they say smoke signals. You're sending up smoke signals. That's what it is. Smoke is a signal. It's a signal that there's some fire somewhere. It's a signal. Listen now. When I spell the word F-I-R-E, and if I say fire, right? That's a designator. The smoke is directly tied to the fire. But the F-I-R-E, the word, is not directly tied to that thing called fire. It's a designator. It's a word that is carrying many meanings. Listen, come on, in the hood. Man, that was fire. So is that fire? Now, somebody know what they said, but other folks said, you know, let's take it back to my day, right? Man, that was bad, man. That was bad. Wallahi, spirit, this really happened. Listen. I thought there was a anti-drug concert that was happening, and, you know, Ice-T was going to be there. And so at the Coliseum. I thought it was an anti-drug. I really thought it was an anti-drug. I went to the show. I think it was called Dope Jam or something like that. Okay. I still didn't get it. It's like, yeah, we're going to do some anti-drug thing. Man, I got up in there, man. I'm smelling marijuana and little pups fighting each other. You know how I go, a fight break out over here, then a fight break out over here. Damn. You know I left, right? But there was a language problem there for me, right? So the idea is that that designation, the difference between the smoke and the word fire is the difference between animal communication and human communication, right? All right. So language, for as far as human beings are concerned, human beings are the only ones who actually have language. And what makes it language for the human being as distinct from that, there's a thing called grammar. Grammar is what makes human language what human language is. Baby talk. Is I'm going to be at the party yesterday? Is I'm going to be at the party yesterday? You can keep trying to work it out if you want to, but it violates the rules of grammar. Even if I'm going to be, and then you throw in yesterday, okay, that's where the real problem lies. Take out yesterday, is I'm going to be at the party. Okay, we can work with that. But when you threw in yesterday, that was, how do you say, not consistent with any kind of grammar, even if we're being charitable, right? So what I'm saying is we can make the sounds, we can have the words, but if we don't say it and make the sounds in accordance with the rules of grammar for the sounds that we're making, then it will not make sense. It will not communicate meaning. In fact, the Arabic expression for that is غير مفيد, غير مفيد. It said, you know, there's no food in it. See, I took the sound, feed, and played with the F-E-E-D, but that's an Arabic word, غير مفيد. غير, it does not مفيد, doesn't make sense, doesn't deliver any meaning. But see, as a student of the language of Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad, I didn't have to stay with مفيد in the Arabic in order to pull out some meaning that's in the sounds themselves, that matches up with the actual meaning of the Arabic word. If I give you something that has no meaning, I'm not feeding you. Allahu Akbar. But if I make sense, then you get food from it, and you get nourished in the way that meaning nourishes. All right, brother and sister, the Quran has its words, and Allah has put his meaning in those words. And the Arabic language has a grammar. And when you learn the grammar of the Arabic, you can get food out of the words of the Quran. And the food that you're eating is what Allah sent for our feeding. Did he not ask yourself, do I want to eat from a plate that God set? Because that's what you're holding back from when you hesitate. Oh, man, I can't. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. Do you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said that there's a blessing, there's a reward in every letter of the Quran. We're not talking about postman letter, because he made it plain. He said Aleph is a letter, Ba is a letter. These single letters, worlds of meaning in single letters. Fact. That's one letter, but it's also a word. What? One letter, but it's also a word. Meme, letter, but it's also a word. So every time you sit down in front of the Quran, You're looking at a universe of meaning. That's not rhetorical. A universe of meaning from the Lord, cherisher, and sustainer of all systems of knowledge. That's what you're looking at. Imagine looking at it and having no idea of what you're looking at. What does that do? It forces us to be dependent upon somebody to tell us what it says. And I might not like you. I might not have your interest at heart. I may take advantage of your ignorance and give you a meaning that's true to it, but the sense of it that I gave to you takes you to the left and not to the right. I'm going to conclude this portion of khutbah. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah alayh, I got to tell you, because I wouldn't be able to tell you what I'm telling you if he hadn't told me what he told me, is this. There's a verse well worn among his community. وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ لَهُ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. So many people had, before the time of Imam explaining these meanings to us, لَا دُنْيَا, لَا دُنْيَا, لَا دُنْيَا. They walk around telling us, you don't want none of the dunya. You don't want none of the dunya. How you going to tell me I don't want none of the dunya and God tells me don't forget your share of the dunya? So who am I going to listen to? That's somebody, and they probably got a bunch of stuff to sell you at the same time they tell you, la dunya, hey, brother, you need some of this. Well, what happened to the la dunya? Well, for other people, we have higher understanding. So you have to learn how to read yourself. There's a saying, you got to get off the translation plantation. Because as long as you're on the translation plantation, you are quite potentially a slave to somebody who can read it, but you can't. رَبَّنَا أَتَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. الله أكبر. Only humans have language. When you understand language in that scientific way, only humans have language. What is it? They have signs and grammar. They have a system of signs and symbols and grammar. Punctuation, symbols, right? Letters are also symbols, but to stick with the idea of grammar. So we have signs, and we have a system of signs, and we also have grammar, human beings. Animals communicate through signals. We've already mentioned that, and they focus on concrete objects. But they don't have the ability to abstract from what it is that they see. Real quick, apples. If I see an apple, then it can mean many things to me, right? Inside of our culture, they say, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? An apple for the teacher, right? So symbolically, the iconographic would be, if I see an apple sitting on top of a book, then it's communicating this apple is for the teacher, right? If I see an apple sitting on somebody's head, you know, with an arrow through it, right, then that brings in the story of William Tell, right? All these things, but a monkey or any other kind of creature, all they see in the apple is some kind of nourishment, some kind of nutrition. All right? Because their relationship to the object is immediate and concrete. But a human being can look at the apple, oh, how about an apple with a bite out of it? Not only the Macintosh, but the idea of apple with the bite out, that's a symbol, right? You got Adam's apple. These are all different ways that an apple, to use as an example. If I have a rose laying on top of a casket, it means one thing. If I see a rose laying on top of a gift wrap package, it's communicating something else. So we human beings can abstract and use objects in We use concrete objects in abstract ways. All right. Because that reaches the human being. So I just talked about, you know, regret. We talked about sadness when it comes to a funeral and the like, or when we see a romance when it relates to the gift of the rose, et cetera. And then other things that the rose means. It's even tied to the word he rose, but we're not going to talk about it today. The point is that human beings can abstract. All right. The Lord who created us, brother and sister, the Lord who created us, every one of us, the Lord who created us, said, I gave you an aspect that I didn't give to anything else in creation. And it is your intellect. I gave you an intellect. And your intellect will serve, God says, 10th chapter, 100th verse. None can believe except by the will of Allah, and he will send uncleanness on those who fail to use their brains. It's Quran. God said, you don't use your brain, your life's going to get dirty. That, this Lord, علم آدم الأسماء كلها, this Lord put in us the knowledge of the nature of all things. It's in every one of us, not just the men and not just the women, not just the blacks, not just the whites. Every human being has in them the knowledge of the nature of all things. It's there as a universal seed. And out of his mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Quran. He sent revelation before, but that's the role of revelation. But he has sent the Quran, the pure, untampered revelation. What we have to do is remove the blockage so that that water can reach that original nature. And what wakes up in it is the knowledge of the nature of all things to the extent that we engage it, embrace it, imbibe it, understand it. Things wake up in us that we didn't know were there. But Allah has already given us a sign. Look, everything is there. But you have to let the revelation come in so that it can flower and blossom in you. And so one of the main purposes of language is to enable human thought. We take it for granted because we're just talking all the time. But we don't really understand language as a gift from the Creator. And as a tool from the Creator for our advancement. Let's see if we can draw to at least for today. So human language is to think and be able to think abstractly. Because Allah, brother and sister, do you think Allah has some high things that he wants us to know? High things that he wants us, and this is his gift. Let me tell you about something that is very high, but which if you can grasp it, it gives you power in the world. So Allah gave us the Quran in Arabic because that language has the ability to carry heavier meanings. Allah says, soon will I reveal to you a weighty word. He said this to the Prophet in the revelation. So the meanings that are in the Quran are God's meanings. God's meanings. And God said, I want to give you this as a gift. Allah, I want to give you this as a gift. And I revealed it in the Arabic. There's the package. Here, take it. Open the package up and see the gift I have given you. Brother and sister, the Big Bang Theory, quantum physics, all those things. Look, brother, mashallah, there's no boat. I can show you quantum physics in the Quran. Most of us have seen the Big Bang Theory in the Quran. I'm saying scientifically. And the world are listen, just the Arabic, I got a timer, believe it or not. The world They call it the Arabic numeral system. Someone said, well, it's the Hindu Arabic numeral. He shut up. It's the Arabic numeral system. Where did the word, where did the cipher, the zero, who brought that on board? When y'all would use it, who, y'all know who y'all are. You would use it, Roman numerals. How can X times X equal C? How's that work? The zeros and ones that operate all the computer systems and all the algorithms that run the world right now, without that zero, you wouldn't have any of these computer artificial intelligence operations at all. The Arabs of that time or the Muslims of that time, they weren't angels. They were human beings who could read the language. And as soon as we learn how to read the language, when you go back to Timbuktu, when you go back to Central, West Africa, et cetera, the advancements of the Moors, et cetera, that led to the discovery of the West, et cetera, and we were here before Columbus came, I'm going to get off of it. It's like they were human beings who were reading the Word of God and putting it to work. That same Renaissance is available for us today. If we just commit and submit to learning how to read the revelation of Allah, you have a capacity for thought that one without your history and experience, they can't see what you see because they haven't been predisposed in a certain way. And one of the biggest ways is distrust of this world. Trusting your own nature, trusting your Lord, and Allah will guide us to the best, inshallah. وربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Oh Allah, we thank you for your graces. We thank you for your blessings. We beg your forgiveness. We beg that you purify us in our hearts and our intention, our worship and our thinking. Oh Allah, bless us to humble ourselves in your presence. Bless us to humble ourselves so that we might be more accessible to your revelation, because we know that power moves along the path of least resistance. And when we are egoistic and we are arrogant, we block the ways of your revelation from reaching our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us to be purified in our hearts and our thinking, our worship and our ibadah. Oh Allah, increase us in taqwa, increase us in ilm, ihsan, iman, ibadah, and hukmah. We beg this of you only, for none can grant it with hold us but you. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Brother and sister, after we make the Salat, we're going to do Janaza al-Ghaib for our dear brother Imam Abu Qadir al-Amin. So please, don't do any sunnah. after we make this, you're going to do them in that row of rugs there. Knee-based sisters, I would say also remove yourself from the front ranks. And so immediately after we finish with Taslim, we're going to stand up and make the Janaza al-Ghaib for Imam Abu Qadir al-Amin. Wa akim as-salat. لا إله إلا الله سيدي محمد رسول الله استووا استقيما يرحمكم الله ويثابكم الله. Make our roads straight deep and leave no space between the shaitan and the bodies. If our roads aren't straight, our hearts won't agree. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك وودعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سنين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله. So إن شاء الله, if you're gonna stay and make the janazah al ghaib, just please stand and make odd rows to the extent that we're able. You have two rows of sisters? Two, I mean, not counting the chairs, I'm just saying. But, I mean, there are three up here. Since there's no bowing, you can extend the line if need be. Go ahead. Thank you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May Allah accept it from us and may Allah forgive his shortcomings and grant him entry into paradise, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. We're finished. I'm going to make announcements now. Alhamdulillah, in fact, I'm going to actually, I want to lead off with a an announcement. This young lady has so many accolades. Well, I got started on the first because Hadia Muhaiman, she's one of the birthday acknowledgments we're giving today after her Robin Ashley Wallace Edwards and Hadia, whose birthday is today. Also Jacob Peters, which is the 20th, and Khadija Ali, we want to recognize them. Women of Master Door theme, monthly meeting, 5:30 p.m., Muslim Movement is back, 12 o'clock tomorrow in the backyard. And May 5th, yes, May 5th, join us at Masjid Orathin as we host the viewing of a national online event celebrating the launch of a new book about the relationship that Kiara Lubick and Imam W.D. Muhammad built between their respective groups, the Focolare Movement and Imam Muhammad's Association. The Focolare local leadership is co-sponsoring the viewing of the national event. It's going to be right here, Masjid Orathin, and the refreshments will be served. And everyone is encouraged to use ride sharing as options because parking is very limited. And it just got more limited because we have the container. We're cutting out the Alameda storage that we have. And so now we're bringing, mashallah, those materials over here in this container. So parking is limited, to put it lightly. Also, now, Hadia Muhaiman, she's the daughter of Aliya and Dr. Muhaiman Abdul Dawood. And she just has many, many treasurable successes. Okay, let's start with the top. Hadia Muhaiman graduates from Solano Community College. Actually, I don't have her age. I know she's young. She's young and she's graduating like early. She graduates from Solano Community College May 23rd, earning an associate's degree in liberal arts, interdisciplinary studies, science, and quantitative reasoning. Talking about using the brain, right? If I can. I was just looking at the. All right, there it is. Quantitative reasoning. In the fall, Hadia will attend Howard University in Washington, D.C. Allahu Akbar. Hadia was also accepted by Xavier University, Spelman College, Clark Atlanta University, Fisk University, Livingstone College, UC Santa Cruz, San Francisco State University, Sacramento State University, okay? And she will also be graduating early, early college high school, Angelo Rodriguez High School, June 6, 2024. So she is delivering on that DNA. She's delivering on that Islam, and she's a very, very humble, beautiful young lady, and we pray that Allah protect her and that the great benefit from her, the fruit of her endeavors, come to bear on us. Insha'Allah, make dua for her, and wherever you can, acknowledge with the family, Let them know that we're rooting for her and all of our young people who are striving for these the successes. Acknowledge again, we just had the janaza al-Ghaib, but we want to offer our condolences still to Hafsa al-Amin and family, the Imam Abu Qadir al-Amin, who has left a big imprint on the Bay Area and the country itself. So may Allah forgive and have mercy on him. Also, we want to keep in our dua, Sister Billy Wesley. She continues her treatment for late stage cancer. And also Zakia Omar is currently also having accessibility conflicts in the apartment building that she's in. So she's seeking advice on how to resolve this problem. I won't go into the details of it. So if you know her and you deal with rental issues and, you know, treatment of tenants, if you're in that field or you know somebody that can give advice in that area, inshallah, you can pass that along to Zakia. And you can leave it with us if you have it, and inshallah, we pass it on to her. So thank you. May Allah have mercy on us. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.